It's here and now. Man, I have missed Christine. The host of Public Radio's Live From Here, the show that replaced Prairie Home Companion and became for many of us equally necessary on a Saturday night. This is Chris, probably the best mandolin player in the world, jamming with Wolf Peck on their song Deantown. You can see the video at herenow.org. Well, the pandemic put the kibosh on Chris's show, and more understanding put Chris on a rare pause. He's been performing since he was 8, first with Nickel Creek, the astonishingly talented, spiritually infused band, with siblings Sarah and Sean Watkins, who'd also grown up in evangelical Christian homes and were also just kids. Then there was the Punch Brothers, 5 musicians who did come out with a musical punch. It was like a bowling ball hitting pins. He's still involved with both groups, but is now out with an intensely personal solo album. It's called Lay Songs.
What relief can you bring? Tell us all. What relief can you bring now? That our souls are untethered and nothing sacred. All profane, we're out of breath. Lay song, be our breath.
And Chris Thiele joins us now.
How are you, Robin?
I am fine, but I have missed you, and unlike your millions of fans, I get to book you for a segment and make you talk to me.
No, I'm delighted to talk to you.
Where have you been? What happened to you this past year?
Oh, God, what happened to any of us? It's such a blur. It's like the slowest but still most indistinct blur I can imagine. All of a sudden, this schedule that had been unprecedentedly packed was clear as it was white as the driven snow. I had nothing to do. And so then it was just, you know what I could do is I could make this solo record I've been meaning to make for a while. And that's when the idea of diving into some of this highly personal, existential, crisis-y sort of material arose. It felt like, well, this is an opportunity to sort of divorce of this community that I've been moving within for years and years, it's an opportunity to think about how I function in that community and to what extent that community is still a reflection of the organized religion that I was raised in.
Well, can I ask you about that? Because, this is obviously an examination of faith. Can you start with what you were examining? Many don't know what it means to be raised in an evangelical Christian home.
So my parents kind of converted to fundamentalist Christianity when I was around 8 years old. So I remember it all happening. I remember the relative lack of structure before and then the intense presence of structure afterwards. And I think my folks, when they had my brothers and me, I was the first of 3 boys. And I think they got real scared. I think that what they perceived as a lack of structure in their upbringings didn't feel tenable to them moving forward with us. I think they were worried about messing us up, and they wanted some answers. And one of the things organized religion is best at is giving you answers, whether or not they're right.
Well, and along you come with questions. Can you?
Yeah.
I want to hear some of this gorgeous music. Can you point us to a song where we'll hear them?
Well, there's a little fundamentalist Christianity in Salt of the Wounds, part 1.
A torch for the saint to bear through the darkness. Over all of the sinners there, but won't keep your distance. Jesus tells us children to be in the world, not of it, to protect our minds from men who thought of changing in these days. Times, what you gonna do?
that piece of music, Salt and Wounds of the Earth, the inspiration for it was a second reading for me of the Screwtape Letters. I had read it as an adolescent. C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters, wherein a senior demon is conversing with a junior demon about the best ways to corrupt the soul that is the junior demon's charge. I always loved it, you know, though of course I was sort of replacing the Christianity that C.S. Lewis is ultimately advocating with, I want to listen to people. That's what, if I have a religion now, it's trying to keep my ears wide open to the human beings that I encounter.
So, Chris Thelia, a reexamination of faith. And as you said, this past year was a lot for all of us, and I know you would never put yourself in line with, oh, people who got COVID. But I am thinking, you lost a dream show. You're 40. You can't call you a kid prodigy anymore.
And, no.
You know, reexamining faith, and you're watching a year of partisanship and racial reckoning, and I'm wondering if some of this reevaluation of religion, you know, are you also questioning the role of religion in the division in the country? I'm just putting that out.
Yeah. My falling away from the fundamentalist Christianity of my youth, you know, that's, I'm sort of a long-standing agnostic. But what I started feeling during the course of the pandemic is that I'm actually as closed off to the ideas of people who don't think the same way as I was before, despite being aesthetically more open-minded. And I worry that we as human beings have a tendency to find people who think and act and look like we do, and we pod up. And so in a way, the pandemic is sort of just like a real concentrated version of what we were already doing.
By the way, agnostic, you neither believe nor disbelieve. You just don't know.
Yes.
When it comes to God. But I also want to point out, you still have songs like God is Alive, Magic is Afoot. Let's listen to a little of that.
Many struck men bled, magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened, though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules, life is afoot, life is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the
well, we know you're beginning
itself,
to tour again.
Nor the
how would you describe yourself after this year? I mean, who's this guy coming out of this last year chrysalis?
I'm never going to take my fellow listeners for granted ever again. I realize how guilty I've been of that. And so I'm going to go back to that listening thing. I'm so excited to, of course I'm excited to tour and to, you know, make the noise that's being listened to. I also hope that post-pandemic me, and the record is really asking this question, I think, like, do I have the patience to listen to people that I disagree with the way that people had the patience to listen to me when I was in the middle of, you know, my most rigorous fundamentalist Christianity? Can I go into that conversation willing to be changed in some way? I don't think that we're ever going to change someone's mind if we're not willing to be changed. And I feel like it's rare that I would go into a conversation with someone I disagree with wholeheartedly, open enough to be changed by anything they have to say. And I would love to change that.
Sounds like you're also saying you'd love to have the grace with other people that people have with you.
Yes. Amen. Amen, Robin.
Amen. Chris Thiele, his new album is Lay Songs. Chris, thank you so much. You know, we'll see you on the road. Thank you.
I can't wait, Robin. Pleasure to speak with you today.
And we leave you with a little more from Lay Songs. Here's Chris performing Bartok's Sonata for Solo Violin. It's here and now.